Well, the summer movie blockbuster season is well and truly underway. Among the new films hitting our screens is the latest adaptation of Louisa May Alcott's much-loved novel Little Women, a favourite of mine in my childhood. ABC Radio Sydney's resident film critic Danielle McGrain is here to tell us more. Good morning, Danielle.
Hi, Kathy. Good morning.
Now, I was a bit worried because there have already been several film versions of this 19th century classic. Was it worth making another remake? Should I go?
I know. I'm glad to hear that you feel the same way as I do because I loved this book, and Hollywood just has such a habit of churning out remake after remake, doesn't it? And I mean, I was surprised when I was looking into this that this film has actually been made 7 times, would you believe? A film of this book. I know. A lot of them were in the silent era, so I guess, you know, we won't have seen those. But a lot of people will know the 1994 version that Gillian Armstrong directed with Susan Sarandon and Claire Danes and Winona Ryder. So it feels like that was quite recent. So I was really bracing myself. But this one is directed and the screenplay is written by Greta Gerwig, who a lot of people will know from Lady Bird a couple of years ago. And I do think she actually manages to inject something really fresh into this. So if you're not familiar with the story, Little Women follows the lives of the 4 March sisters, Meg, Jo, Beth and Amy, and they're sort of coming of age in Concord, Massachusetts. So the author, as you mentioned there, Kathy, Louisa May Alcott, she wrote it in the 19th century and it was based very much on her own life. And I think that that's what Greta Gerwig manages to do. She sort of injects something a little bit different in this version by bringing that sense of Louisa May Alcott's own sort of person and what she was going through and injecting that into the character of Jo, who's played by Saoirse Ronan. She's the real manifestation of Louisa May Alcott in this, I think. And it's also not in chronological order. So I don't know how you feel about that, Kathy, as a sort of ardent fan of the book, but it sort of goes in and out of the timelines, but it actually makes the motivations of the characters make a lot more sense. So Saoirse Ronan, as I mentioned, plays Jo. So she's the woman who wants to be a writer. And she plays her as someone who's sort of really grappling with the issues of the day, which back then, you know, she wants autonomy and freedom in a world that, well, it just doesn't grant that easily to women. And you can really see her struggle between that intense love and loyalty she feels towards her family, those wonderful sisters, and her drive to write. So I love that there's this exchange you're about to hear between Laura Dern, who plays the mother, known as Marmee, in the books. I love this exchange between her and Saoirse Ronan as Jo. You'll get a sense now of the personalities and the struggles that they're going through in this film.
You remind me of myself.
But you're never angry.
I'm angry nearly every day of my life.
You are?
I'm not patient by nature. But with nearly 40 years of effort, I'm learning to not let it get the better of me.
So there's a great cast. As you can hear, it's not just Laura Dern and Saoirse Ronan. Emma Watson is in there. Florence Pugh, a British actress. She's fantastic as Amy. Meryl Streep plays the prickly Aunt March. So she tends to steal a few scenes in there.
I'm sure she does.
And Beth is played by an Australian actress called Eliza Scanlon. So she's a little bit up and coming. That's quite exciting.
I think there's some talk already or whispers of a potential Oscar material, I think. Is that right?
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised. Look, Saoirse Ronan has worked with Greta Gerwig before in Lady Bird, and the two of them, they've got this great sort of camaraderie, and you get the sense it's like a Martin Scorsese and Robert De Niro relationship, you know, that they can just make great movies together. I think the two of them will certainly be nominated. Whether, you never know, Meryl might get another nomination as well. Not that she needs one.
It's never too many, I think. Now, Danielle, you've brought in another film for us today. It's the latest from director Guy Ritchie called The Gentleman. It stars Matthew McConaughey. What's that about?
I know. I think when you think of Guy Ritchie films, you don't necessarily think of Matthew McConaughey.
No.
But he does star in this film, and it's a great cast. It's got Charlie Hunnam, Hugh Grant, Colin Farrell, Succession's Jeremy Strong, and a lot of people love that TV show, and Henry Golding from Crazy Rich Asians. So the cast actually really make it. It's all about the characters, this film. I'll tell you a little bit about the plot. Matthew McConaughey plays an American drug baron called Mickey Pearson, and he's set up shop in London as this sort of massive marijuana dealer. And he's built up this big empire over about 20 years, but he decides it's time to get out, and that's when the caper begins. So once he wants to sell in and cash in the business, all the other gangs and bosses all kind of get into action to come up with schemes and plots to try and steal it from him. So it's basically a caper through the streets of London, but you also get it from the inside of these sort of very high-class walls of the landed gentry, because they've been assisting Mickey in his drug ways, basically. I don't want to reveal how or why, because it's actually quite funny. But what's really original about this is the story is framed by Hugh Grant, and he plays Fletcher, who's like a Cockney private eye, and he's telling the ins and outs of it to one of the henchmen of this drug baron, and it's his own attempt at bribery. So it basically feels like Hugh Grant's going really against type, and he plays it so well. It's the funniest part of the film.
That's completely not a Hugh Grant role.
Yeah, it's fantastic. It kind of surprises you when you first see him, but then you get into it. And look, it's a bit ridiculous and completely far-fetched, but I thought it was great fun. And there are some really fabulous character moments. Colin Farrell is this tough boxing coach with a heart, and he has this team of young boxers who he keeps in check, but they're also ready to jump into action whenever they're sort of given the go-ahead. So look, it's chock full of one-liners. You'll laugh. You might cringe a little bit as well when you watch it.
All right. Well, that sounds like a fun recommendation. Thank you so much.
Thanks,
have a great
Kathy.
Day.
You too.
ABC Radio Sydney film critic Danielle McGrain with a couple of great suggestions there. The Gentleman and Little Women.